Unit 8. My family and me.
Speaker 1.
I'm very happy to have really nice parents who care a lot about me and my life. Though, to be honest, we do quarrel quite often, mostly about my brother. He's about 5 years old, and my mum and I often argue because I have to look after him. My parents feel that this is my job as part of the family. But sometimes I don't feel like looking after him because I don't have that much free time anyways. I have to go to work. I work at the 4-star hotel in the city centre. And I have to study for school. I also want to meet my friends. So sometimes I simply have no time for him. But my mother doesn't really understand this.
Speaker 2.
My relationship with my parents is relatively good. Obviously, there are moments when being a teenager is not easy, and I don't really feel like talking to them. I just don't want to let them into my life, and my mom doesn't understand this. She wants to know everything about what is going on in my life right now, but I don't want to tell her. I'm not a baby anymore. I'm 16 years old and kind of have my own life. And sometimes, to be honest, it's better that my parents don't know everything, because teenagers my age, you know, sometimes do things their parents should better not know.
Speaker 3.
I do find it difficult to talk to my parents because they put a lot of pressure on me. When something is on my mind, I usually talk to my friends about it. I don't even have to say much. My friends know me quite well and immediately see what's going on in my mind when they look into my eyes. I have also got one brother who is 1 year younger than I am, and we don't get on well with each other. We argue a lot. Kind of everything turns into an argument. It is sometimes hard to get along with him. My parents are also annoyed because of our arguments, and then they often say to me, "You are the older one, so don't be so stubborn. You should be the one who gives in first." I hate it.
Speaker 4.
Well, being an only child has its pros and cons. The pros are that your parents kind of become your brothers and sisters, and they become your friends. Many people also think that as an only child you get lots of presents all the time. But this was and is not true for me. The cons are that when I was younger, I sometimes felt lonely when my friends were away and I had nothing to do except sit and think. But my parents really tried to make sure that I hardly ever felt bored. I was a member of different clubs where I spent my free time. And my dad also spent much of his time with me. I think that's the reason why we have such a good relationship today.